Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's talk politics this morning with Dave Leventhal with the Center for Public Integrity in Washington. And one of the newest developments, Dave, is another entry in a crowded field for president in 2020. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders getting in this morning. What kind of a candidate will he be the second time around?
He's going to be a candidate, he says, who is going to win. But this is going to be incredibly difficult for Bernie Sanders, or for that matter, any candidate. He's somebody who obviously had a great deal of success, surprising amount of success against Hillary Clinton in 2016. But this is a very different game. He's not running against sort of an anointed candidate in Hillary Clinton. He's got senators and House members and what's ultimately, Susan, going to be probably 15 or 20 Democratic candidates who have a semi-legitimate shot at doing something during this presidential race. One thing that Bernie Sanders has going in his advantage is he's got almost $10 million in his U.S. Senate account and about $5 million just short of that in his old presidential account right off the bat. So he's got a lot of money to hire a lot of people, a lot of staff, and doing a lot of things early in the game.
You know, isn't it interesting, Dave, that you see Bernie Sanders, how the race was in 2015, 2016. He was the underdog the entire time going up against Hillary Clinton. Now he's in this pool of candidates and people are looking at him as possibly the odds-on favorite.
Yeah, and, you know, countervailing that is the fact, he's 77 years old. He's an independent who's running as a Democrat. He is a self-avowed socialist. Are the Democrats going to have enough interest in a candidate such as that to run up against Donald Trump? There are certainly a lot of people in the Democratic Party right now who want to see the party move to the left a lot more than it has. They don't think that, you know, Nancy Pelosi is the wing, is the future of the party. They think that somebody like Kamala Harris or even any of the other candidates who've gotten in or who have yet to get in, like a Michael Bloomberg, who's more of a centrist, would be a better choice for the Democratic Party. But again, that really goes back to just sort of the very, very open field that we have right now. It's almost anyone's race. And to say that Bernie Sanders or any of the other candidates who are running right now have an inherent advantage right off the bat is probably very premature. And then, of course, there's Joe Biden. Whether he gets in or not is going to be a big deal.
All right, let's move on to 16 states, including New York, have joined in a lawsuit suing President Trump over the National Emergency Declaration over border wall funding. How strong a case do you think they have, and what's the argument?
Well, it's a strong case in the sense that they believe that Donald Trump has declared a national emergency for something that isn't a national emergency, and at the very least that he's using money that Congress should have the power to appropriate for a purpose that, in their opinion, they're going to argue that this is something that is not constitutional. Article 1 of the U.S. Constitution provides the power of the purse for Congress. Donald Trump is arguing that he has the ability under the Constitution to use money that he sees fit in a time of national emergency. So that's going to be the real debate there. But there's a cavalcade of lawsuits that are coming. It's not just coming from these 16 states, but also from several special interest groups or public advocacy groups like Public Citizen and Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington that are going to make similar arguments in court to try to block this. So this is going to be a very long and protracted legal fight that everyone should expect coming up.
President Trump is lashing out at former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe and also Rod Rosenstein. And then, Dave, we find out the news that Rosenstein apparently is telling people at the Justice Department he's leaving his job in the middle of next month. Do you think he's leaving it because of the criticism from the president?
He's pretty much sent signals that this was going to be the case for a little while now. He's definitely had about as turbulent a run as almost anyone could. He's been in the president's crosshairs for, politically speaking, for many, many, many months. So this is not entirely surprising. But the Mueller investigation, the president's legal issues, they're not going away. So regardless of the cast who's over there at the Justice Department, the Mueller investigation in almost all likelihood is going to continue and is going to conclude when it sees fit, and the president's going to have to grapple with that at that point.
All right, another busy week in Washington. That's Dave Leventhal with the Center for Public Integrity.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.